As a product owner, I think what's very important is to find the right balance between enabling as many possibilities and many features as possible, but also having a tool that's very easy to use for non-initiated people.
We cannot talk about navigation without mentioning as well the mobile version. People want to shop faster, they want to get products delivered to them in one click from their couch. So we redesigned actually the checkout form of e-commerce and we put the emphasis on the mobile, so the experience is really like faster, smoother.
We intend to review basically all our apps that have an online presence. There are a few objectives. First is, of course, make them very nice, customizable to some extent, and also to be consistent.
Hey there, doers! In this digital age, a strong online presence is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. I'm your host, Olivier, and today we are lifting the curtain slightly to showcase what's coming your way in Odoo17's website and e-commerce. Our product owners, Juliette Palot and Pierre Delacroix, join us today, ready to share a sneak peek of the exciting new features in store. Eager to know more about it? Let's dive in. Hi, Juliette.
Hi.
Hi, Pierre.
Hello, Olivier.
Today is a special episode. It's a three-headed episode. We're going to talk about website and e-commerce. So actually, you're both there because it's both your scope. So website for Pierre and e-commerce for Juliette. So could you tell us, when you're developing something like that, when your team is developing something like that, what the focus is? Because we don't know. I mean, you have to work on a new version of Odoo. Like 1 year ago, you started the work on this one. How do you decide what to do?
Yes. As a product owner, I think what's very important is to find the right balance between enabling as many possibilities and many features as possible, but also having a tool that's very easy to use for non-initiated people. Mm-hmm. And so typically, for me, as a website, as a product owner of a website, mm-hmm. It's to allow people that never done any website to be able to create one very easily with beautiful pages, mm-hmm. but also allow more experts, like, you know, a designer, to find some more advanced features, like, you know, maybe animation, scroll animation, and this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
So, and are those that important today when you build a website? So would you say that a website not doing animations and having something like a bit more old-fashioned will be less attractive to people? Would people feel the effect of that?
Good question. So I think what's really important for Odoo is to allow both. So maybe most websites don't have animation and it's very good. So maybe, you know, we don't put animations for you if you don't ask for. Mm-hmm. But we also want people that want animation to be able to do it. Mm-hmm. As long as the UI remains clean. And so that's always what we try to optimize. But for the answer is yes and no, it depends. But probably most websites don't have, and it's fine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it depends maybe on your business also? Or
It can be on your business, but also you might have animations that you don't even realize, like over animation. You know, you over on an image and you have like a slight overlay or
when
dark.
Your mouse is on it, the color changes or
and
something.
So that you can maybe have on all websites, even if you have a bank or whatever. So, and that's a new feature we developed this year. Mm-hmm. So, there are animations and animations, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And how do you, I mean, I guess it's important to have something that people can start easily with. And this kind of builders, to say the word we give, the name we give it into Odoo, to create a website really from scratch, I guess it must always be a trade-off between allowing doing things and putting parameters everywhere and having something that you can just, you know, you click three buttons and you have a decent page. How do you handle that?
But again, we want to provide both. So mm-hmm. last year, we added the website configurator where in just few questions, very in 2 minutes, you have already like a homepage and a theme with your colors and you know, this kind of stuff.
Could you explain in more details how it works? So for someone who'd never used it,
yes.
what happens?
So, okay, if you start a trial with Odoo and you select the website as application, when you start, we will ask you, you know, what's your industry? So we have show relevant pictures on your first website. What are your colors? And you can even upload your logo if you have one. So we detect the colors from the logo. And then we ask, what kind of pages do you want? Do you want a privacy policy page? Do you want a pricing page? Your maybe about us? And so it's very easy, very fast for questions. And we give you three proposition of theme. And mm-hmm. you, the users can choose, and then boom, you have your website that's already built.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
so
then, yeah.
It's a matter of creating a placeholder for the user to better visualize what it's going to look like in the end.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So if you just want a very vitrine, very easy website, then you just have to change maybe the text, add one or two pages, and it's done. And if you are a designer, then you can start from scratch for a blank page, and you can add the blocks that you need and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And are there things that you on this version of Odoo, are there things that you changed for that to ease the accessibility, or something maybe on which you changed your mind and you went in a totally different direction? Or
yeah, there is a one big new feature that I'm really excited about. Mm-hmm. It's when you create a new page. Now you will be able to choose among templates
mm-hmm.
With categories. Like, for example, category can be pricing, it can be a gallery, it can be the theme.
Mm-hmm.
And then for each category, we suggest you a lot of templates with already building blocks pre-arranged for you.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you have never created a website and you don't really know what you want, this will help you to see suggestion of page layout.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very cool.
The idea being, again, to configure it more quickly and have something, yeah, well, not starting from a blank page. Is
exactly,
it?
Exactly
okay.
That.
Okay. On the e-commerce side now, maybe a little more. Are there things that you, well, what are the priorities that you had in mind when working on this version? What is important when you're doing an e-commerce or improving an existing e-commerce tool that, like you did this year?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, what we really wanted to do this year was to provide more marketing-oriented features to attract more the customer's attention. So for example, we worked on the e-commerce description. It was already possible to set a description and product, but first of all, it would be shared between the backend and frontend. So of course, you don't want to have like massive description on your backend, but also in the formatting option itself, it was just the text area. We added a new description that's going to be available on product pages, so on the front end for end users. And you will have like full flexibility on what you're doing. So you will have like slash comments, the possibility to add text in bold, to add bullet points, catchy colors, or building blocks, mm-hmm. if you wish to really like attract.
Because people really need this flexibility to have something really popping to the eye of the...
If they wish
the user
to
browsing
do so,
the site.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, it's not, as Pierre said, it's not... mandatory, but if people want to do it, we want to enable the features.
Sure, and even if it's not usable everywhere, I guess you have to have these kind of things because a lot of people will want it. And
mm-hmm.
well, it's just my view, so I might be wrong. Just mm-hmm. tell me if I am. I think it's a very competitive subject, website like that. So when you're doing your own and you have, of course, competitors, they might do things that you don't, and at some point
it's a blocking point.
Yeah,
and you're
users will see it, and maybe they will go to the competitors because they did something that you didn't, or mm-hmm. because the website for whatever reason is more attractive. So I think you have to reinvent it like mm-hmm. quite often. It's good to have
exactly,
this flexibility,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Another thing that we worked on was the navigation, because we want end users to have a smooth experience when they are browsing your website. So for example, we add little tags on e-commerce, tags that are going to be just informative labels. So let's imagine you're a grocery store and you're selling organic products. Of course, you want your customer, again, to see that information like directly when they're seeing your products. So you'll be able to set those tags with either a color or an image. So it's going to attract the customer's eye. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the customers will also be able to filter your shop based on those tags because
which
if
improves,
they want to see the organic product, they want to see them in one click.
Yeah, it improves the navigation a lot. And again, I guess this is another key feature to have mm-hmm. on a website because, you know, people are in a hurry today, like
exactly.
all the time. And you don't want to spend 15 minutes
looking for a template.
Or even five, mm-hmm. actually, just looking for do they have this product on the website to finally discover that maybe they don't. If they have a tag that allows sorting everything and you just have to click on one thing to have
yeah.
everything in
one
go,
click.
It's way better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, we cannot talk about navigation without mentioning as well the mobile version
sure.
of the e-commerce.
Come on, who uses a mobile today?
Yeah.
Everyone, actually.
Yeah, of course. People want to shop faster. They want to get products delivered to them in one click from their couch. So we redesigned actually the checkout form of e-commerce and mm-hmm. we put the emphasis on the mobile, so the experience is really like faster, smoother.
And what is important when you're doing such redesign for a mobile version of some page? Is it like you have to put more information in bigger size, or what do you play with to have a better navigation?
Of course, you need the design to be adapted to the screen size, for example. Mm-hmm. But there are things that you can have in a laptop screen, for example, that don't. It simply doesn't fit in the mobile.
Yeah, sometimes you
to change the layout so that it's easily clickable. The steps are, I don't know, going from one step to another is easy. It doesn't require too many clicks, or the buttons are not too small. They're. Yeah.
Do you sometimes display less information and have like a pop-up to have them?
Yeah,
or something
exactly.
Like that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, those are things that you do so that you don't also have too much information on a small screen, because mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. disturbing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is probably the kind of subject that you have to test a lot, right?
Yeah, exactly. And on different devices as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you have to see the actual result before mm-hmm. saying, okay, this is good.
Of course. Mm-hmm, yeah.
mm-hmm, right. okay. Anything else on the website side, on the e-commerce side?
Yeah, actually, we also wanted to provide greater flexibility in customer management to make user feel closer to their customers, because when you're having an e-commerce, sometimes you don't have like direct contact with your end customers, so it's important for them to be able to have an experience without needing to call you, because they cannot find or change the right information. For example, at the moment it was not possible during the checkout process to edit or change or even add new billing addresses as a customer. You could do it for delivery addresses, but it was lacking for invoicing addresses. So that's something we worked on. We also worked on the digital files and attachment, mm-hmm. Or so-called product documents.
What is that?
So what is that?
What is that?
Question.
I mean, it's mysterious. Product documents. Whoa.
So let's imagine you're selling, you're teaching online classes. And of course, you want your students to have access to the course material beforehand. Mm-hmm. You will now be able to upload those documents in Odoo and link them to a product, which that's why it's called product documents, and decide, okay, when do I want my students to have access to this material? Maybe it's a free course and you want your PDF to be available to all customers when they are browsing your shop, but that's probably not the case. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you just want customer to have access to it when they actually paid for the product, which makes sense in mm-hmm. Our example. So yeah, you're going to create those documents and decide when they're available to your customers. Mm-hmm. It works for, as I said, course material, but also assembly instructions if you're a furniture shop, certificates or mm-hmm. yeah,
so as usual in Odoo, we want to make it really customizable and have full flexibility on when things happen, when you create that in mm-hmm. the back end on your side.
Yeah, because it depends on your business.
Of course, of course. All right. So you mentioned that you redesigned some things for the mobile side and for the checkout. Are there other redesigns that people can expect for this version in Odoo? Again, why was it important to make them?
Yes, of course. So the design is very, very important for us. It's a big part of our job. The designer team this year worked on the portal, you know, so when you, as a customer, you log in and wait, it's where you can see your ongoing orders, you know, the delivery date and this kind of stuff. So it's very important. We reworked the events. The application where you can see all the events that are upcoming, like for Odoo, the Odoo experience stuff. And the forum as well. And so appointment as well, I think. We intend to review mm-hmm. basically all our apps that have an online presence. Mm-hmm. There are a few objectives. First is, of course, make them very nice, mm-hmm. Customizable to some extent, and also to be consistent. In the past, it was not very consistent. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, consistency is very key. And then, of course, as Juliette said, or that they all look nice on mobile. We also make sure at the same time that that every app is responsive, as it should. Mm-hmm.
So improve navigation, modernize everything for everyone.
Modernize consistency, customization, responsiveness. I think that's the, so. It's a lot of work.
Sure, sure. And talking about a lot of works and new things coming. I would like now to have a word about maybe new cool features. Because we talked about new features already. But are there like trendy topics? And actually, I know there are some. So I'm sorry, I'm spoiling the episode a little bit. Trendy features that are coming for this version of Odoo. And why, again, are they interesting for people? What is the need behind them? So could you explain what is
going on? Yeah, so it's a very good question. So, of course, I imagine you... you are thinking about ChatGPT and all those.
I don't know. You tell me.
And all those kind of AI
very
generated
trendy
text.
Topic.
Yes, of course. So maybe first a step back on that. We had a very interesting conversation with Fabien, our CEO, who explained to us that we have to be kind of careful with those trendy topics. Those and he gave as example blockchain, Bitcoin, Airtable. And he said, all those kind of trends, we decide not to jump on it and use them when they were
trendy,
exploding, if you want. Because he says, we have to find a problem that we want to solve and not say, oh, there is this technology, we should use it without any problem trying to solve. And so, so ChatGPT, it's very exciting. There are a lot of possibilities. And we will do some. So we... there are two features that we will be released in the version 17.
Tell us. We want to know what the new toys are.
So, spoiler. So, the first one will be when you, as I explained earlier, when you create a new, your first website, we ask you a few questions. Now, what will happen is that the first website, the text of the website, the text inside the pages, will be built by ChatGPT, actually, 3.5.
Like always, or is it optional?
It still will be always.
Okay.
Except if your language is not translated, which should never happen.
Yeah.
And so, and it's not a lot of things. It's like maybe 40 strings if you that will be adapted to your need. And it's just a wow effect perfect. So imagine you start a website and you say, I don't know, I sell pharmaceutical products. You might have, in the past, you would have had text about maybe furnitures.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it was not so bad. You would have changed. But now all your text will be about discover this new medicine or about plants and stuff, because ChatGPT is very, very good at that.
Yeah, indeed. And I think you're perfectly right. All those pieces of text at the end of the day are still just placeholders that you put there so that the guy can have an idea of what the website is going to look like in the end. But I think it's better if they correspond to the actual business of the user, because then maybe he will get new ideas. Maybe he will realize that something is not right and changed it. So way better indeed.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of our objectives as product owner is to provide wow effect. So we want people that never tried Odoo, when they tried for the first time, that in 5 minutes, we say they have to have at least 10 wow effects. They have to, it has 10 times they have to say, wow, it does this. I did not expect that, you know. And of course, this new feature will help that.
Sure, because it's a bit magic. Huh?
It's clearly magic. And then the second new feature that we'll implement is a command that you will be able to use in the back end. And so when you build like an email to your customers, or in the front end when you are designing your website page, to ask basically ChatGPT. And you can select a text, and then you can ask ChatGPT, hey, can you summarize it? Can you change the tone to make it more professional, more friendly, more persuasive? So either you can select a text and then ask this.
Okay, so you can provide something that you already wrote and say, make this more friendly, please.
Yeah, exactly.
And it will do it for
you. And give me another alternative, longer, shorter. So very, in just a few clicks, you don't have to write a prompt, basically, just a few buttons.
It's really good, because I think it's really a big part of the complexity when you're creating a website. And I think it's not the first one that jumps into your mind when you think about making a website. It's just writing the content in an attractive way. Because writing something is fine. I mean, you know what you're selling, you know what you want people to know. But doing it in an attractive way is a whole different matter.
Yeah.
And I think it's easing the thing a lot here.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be very good. Also, you can make sure, like you said, you can make sure you have the same tone in all your website, which is very important.
Yeah.
And then another usage, if you don't know what you want, which could also happen when you create a website page, you can ask ChatGPT, please write me, I need to write a page about this. Again, it will be very useful in the back end as well. If you have to say, for example, please, I need to write an email to my customer to say that there is some delay in the delivery, for example, for my product. ChatGPT is probably very good at writing those kind of emails for you.
Sure, because it's very standard. And so essentially it's repeating patterns that it's
of course.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it's also important, maybe for people really starting the business for this kind of use case, when they are not exactly sure how to talk to the customer and they can have examples really easily like that and just, well, learn what the typical pattern is with this kind of features. Okay, so this is essentially... Well, especially useful when you're starting a new website. But there is also this case, you know, and you know where I'm coming, where I'm coming to. You know, this case of people having already a website on something else than Odoo and then wanting to move to Odoo. And there is a feature that was announced quite a while ago, so it's not exactly new. The announcement is not new, but the feature is there now. What is it?
So thanks, Olivier, you're for allowing me to talk again about this feature.
Go on.
For those who didn't know, I presented last year, say it was coming soon. So soon is now, a year later. Our team developed a tool that can scrap existing website. So it will browse through so when you start a new trial, you will be able to say, hey, I already have this website and give a URL. It will go through the website pages and copy the structure, the URLs, the text, the image, all your website basically. This is very exciting because it should simplify a lot the life of people that already have a website. Maybe, you know, you started as a company selling, candles, and you ask someone, you pay him €1,000 and they build you a website and you have no idea, you cannot maintain it, you cannot do anything. So you want to move to Odoo because the builder is much easier to use.
Mm-hmm.
Also, maybe because the backend is more powerful, you know, you want to do appointments, you want to do price list if you sell.
As usual, you know, do everything is integrated at the same place. And that's one of the big added values.
Exactly. So you are convinced you want to use Odoo because you're convinced the tool is better.
But the problem is your site is something
you don't want to do web design and you don't want to pay again someone to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the scrapper, you just have to, you know, type in the URL of your existing website and then in Odoo, boom, everything is done for you. The menu, the pages, the products even. So that's very interesting is that products, blog, they have on each page, they are metadata.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very easy for the scrapper, for our tool to recognize what is the product name, what is the product description, the price, even the image. So if you have thousands of candles, you will not have to import it. It's very hard. You don't know what layout, etc. Just the scrapper will go through your product page and create them immediately.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And that's very good. So of course, it's not going to copy what's on the server side if you have other custom developments. It's just the interface. But I think it's already easing the process a lot because this kind of migration from one platform to the other must be a nightmare to do in practice.
Imagine you have 50 pages on each page. You have link to your maybe 4 or 5 link for to the other page. Mm-hmm. If you have to do it again, it's a lot of work here. Mm-hmm. We just, you know, we will do all the things for you. The URL will be built, the link between the pages will be done. And so we're very
amazing.
It's super exciting to see it in action. I can't wait to see it in action, of course.
Mm-hmm. I understand why. Okay, so we are reaching the end of the episode already. I'd like, as a conclusion, to talk a bit about what will be coming for the next versions of Odoo, so not Odoo 17, Odoo 18, and maybe later, who knows. Mm-hmm. Do you have like, so maybe not something very specific, but just a direction in which you want to go for each of your scope? Juliette first.
I mean, we've already reached a pretty good level. We're quite proud of ourselves, and yeah, we can look straight into Shopify's eye and be proud. But
which is already good.
Yeah, but of course, we are still thinking and working on cool features because we always want to improve the user experience in UI. So yeah, we're going to continue.
Yeah, navigation is of the essence.
Navigation, usability, the mobile, of course. It's going to be like important topics for us.
All right. Pierre?
Yeah, very similar for me. And also the design, I would say. So, you know, work on existing blocks, see how they look like. And can we improve them and stuff like that? Suggest new layouts.
Yeah, the design is a continuous improvement. It's not like you do it and you're done. It's
Plus the rules, the trends change all the time. They evolve all the time, of course. A website is not the same today as it was like two years ago. The tendencies are not the same. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your answers.
Thank you.
You gave a lot of insights and a lot of explanations on the new features coming, and I think it was super interesting.
Thanks a lot, Olivier.
Thanks for welcoming us.
That's your glimpse into what's to come with Odoo 17. For those itching to know more, rest assured, we have several roadmap episodes lined up, covering diverse areas like marketing and more. And don't forget, mark your calendars for the big Odoo 17 unveiling at Odoo Experience in November. There is so much to uncover, so keep tuning in. Until next time, cheers.